Oh.
Bing bong.
Is this?
Oh, bing bong.
Oh, bing bong. Oh, bing bong.
Oh,
Oh,
bing
don't
bong.
make me bing your bong.
Don't make me bong your bing.
How's it going? This is episode 8.
I believe so.
8. Nice. Nice. Good one. 8. Hey, why
Well,
was 6?
I was 6 afraid of 7.
Yeah, because Seven fucking killed his family, dude.
Hey,
Oh,
hey.
yeah.
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because Seven, I don't know why.
'Cause 7 ate ass.
That's not scary.
And yeah, I
Scares
know.
some people. You know who it doesn't scare?
You.
Odell Beckham Jr. We'll get
No.
into that. We'll get into that. We gotta introduce ourselves. To my left. With me here today, as
Finally
always.
back in the way that it should be.
As always, Isaac.
Hello.
That's him.
That's me.
No, that's my line. You fucker.
Sitting to my right is it's Cameron.
It's me.
Oh shit. Hey, it's your line.
Hey, how's it going,
Fucking
everybody?
asshole.
It's fucking September.
Yeah, it's September 8th, I believe.
Yeah, you'd be correct. It is indeed September 8th. It is getting a little chilly outside.
It is.
We're currently in Colorado, and today was supposed to be the first like snow of the year. And right now,
No, the first snow of this winter, because I'm pretty sure it snowed in like February and January.
oh, okay. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. You fucking. But yeah, it was supposed to be the first snow of this winter,
Yep.
bitch. And well, at least here it didn't snow. We just woke up and it's really cold outside, and this is the first time in my house,
In his new
in
house,
my new house, that
that it
we've
80 been.
degrees in every room. So we're actually bundled up right now. It's a little chilly. I might have to get a space heater.
Probably.
Because
I
I feel
mean, you
like
should probably do that anyway.
there's going to be much colder days than this.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, we're fucked.
It's just sprinkling here. Like not even snowing.
So that's how we woke up today. How has your week been, my guy?
It's
Been great.
been pretty okay, yeah.
It's been an average week. Do anything cool? Do any cool stories? Anything from the old H of M?
Nothing from the old H of M.
No.
I did, however,
Don't you say it.
what'd you think I was gonna say?
Nothing. Don't say you did anything to my mother.
I did,
However,
however.
screw your mom.
No,
What did you do?
my dad's birthday was last week.
Oh, happy birthday to
Floyd.
the Floyd. Happy birthday to that man.
No,
How
so we.
old is the old man turning?
I believe he's turning 45.
Wowza. Almost in the grave, that's what they say. 45, 1 year closer to being 6 feet under.
Oh, they can say that about anything.
Nope. Only the age
Oh
45.
shit.
He's halfway to 90.
Holy fuck, yeah.
That's pretty weird.
That is kind of weird to think about.
Yeah. I think about that with my age all the time.
You're like, I'm like, holy shit, I'm about to be 1/5 the way to 100.
Yeah. Or I think, wow, man, I'm just halfway to 40, which is pretty fucking crazy. Imagine us 40. Oh, Jesus, man. I
Hopefully
can't
we'll be dead
even.
by
Yeah,
then.
same. I
But
can't even imagine it.
no,
Anyways.
it's a fun time. We went to dinner. His birthday was on Tuesday,
A Tuesday.
a week ago today.
Nice.
We went to Lazy Dog. I've
I
never
like
had
that. You've never been to
it.
Lazy
That was
Dog?
my first time.
Very good
I
place.
got the chicken parmesan.
Classic.
It was amazing.
So, which one? You went to one, Thornton. Never
It's a
mind.
yeah.
Okay. The one over here, I don't know if this is like every lazy dog, because I've only been to the one over here. Mm. Has like dog puns on the walls.
So there's, I think there's two different lazy dogs.
I think
it's the same thing, but it's like, I don't know. Because the one that I went to was not like that.
Really?
But there is one over in my area that
does that. Because the one over here, they have a Snoop Dogg like photo where it's a dog, but with like, it looks like Snoop Dogg. And then they have like a bunch of like French bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a breed, right? But they're all like dressed like they're French.
Yeah.
And they're just like, it's a whole bunch of puns on like there's like a photo of a lab and he's wearing like a science coat. How silly. Dogs can't beat people.
Loser.
All right. Going back to what we said in the beginning, Odell Beckham Jr. likes to get shit on.
Okay, so I haven't heard.
No, in football, he likes to get shit, like, because he fucking sucks.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, probably not.
I think he's kind of overhyped.
I think he's overhyped, but I definitely think he's good.
I think he made one good catch, and the world just started sucking his
I think
dick.
He proceeds to make very good catches. I could look up OBJ highlight reels right now, and it would be about.
Here's the
probably
thing.
Like a 10-minute long video of him making one-handed catches.
We're gonna talk about football,
okay,
for a second.
Okay,
I think.
Hey, for all of you who don't know, this man's a Buccaneers fan, so his opinion is not very valid.
Go Bucks, baby! We're gonna go 8-8 this season with Tom Brady. We got Gronk. We got Evans. We got Godwin.
I think, it's
and now
funny
we got
that
we got
Gronk's going too.
Yeah, Gronk's going too.
Like, he's like, yeah, no, I'm not gonna fucking play without Tom.
Yeah, of course not. Came out of retirement to play with Tom.
He's going to be like, yeah, ooh, he's super awkward.
Did you hear about that?
No way.
Fournette? Yeah, we got Fournette too now. So we're legit going to go 8-8 this season.
It will
season.
Probably be a good
no, actually, a better season we're probably,
guys,
yeah. Yeah, on ESPN, they predicted, I was watching the other day, that we're going to go 12-4.
12-4?
Yeah. Okay. Like, they're thinking, like, playoffs, and I'm like, fuck yes.
We haven't been thinking like, no way.
Dude, we haven't been to the playoffs since I think we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And that was when?
2003.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
You weren't even able to watch.
I wasn't.
You probably were there, but you don't remember.
I was in Tampa, but I do not remember it. Anyways, Odell Beckham Jr., here are my thoughts on it. I think he's considered a good player because he's got a mouth. And people like players who got a mouth. Okay? My evidence for this is, like, I think the only reason – not the only reason. Ray Lewis, right? That's his name. Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis, yeah.
On the Raven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. he was, like, a big talker, you know? And
yeah.
He had the stats to show it. He was a very good player, but he was a very good talker.
Yeah.
And I think that – there are other good players like Ray Lewis who don't talk as much, and they do not get as much publicity. Publicity. That's the word I'm looking for. Publicity. They don't get much pussy because they don't talk very much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think OBJ, yes, he makes good catches every now and then. But besides that, I think he's a normal wide receiver.
Well, yeah.
I think there's other wide receivers that have the exact same skill level as him, but he talks more than they do, and the cameras are more on OBJ.
Well, that's kind of how professional sports work.
That's my fucking opinion.
That's how professional sports work.
That's my fucking opinion. If you don't like it, you get the fuck out.
Like, in my opinion,
yeah.
I think Tom Brady is just as good as any other quarterback.
Really?
No.
I mean,
I definitely don't think he's...
He's good anymore.
He's goated.
You think the crown's been? You think he's been de-goated?
I don't think he ever should have had the crown. Because I
really, I disagree with that.
I
even though I hated the man.
No,
he's my favorite.
In my personal opinion, when Peyton Manning was playing for the Broncos,
yeah.
I think Peyton Manning was just as good as Tom Brady was. He just didn't have that offensive line.
I think I agree with that.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I think.
Dude, I think Gardner Minshew. If you put Gardner Minshew in that fucking behind that O line,
you think he's goat? You think he's goat status?
Dude, Gardner Minshew, dude.
He
man is fucking.
That man
is a legend.
Oh, holy fuck! I wish I was him. The amount of confidence that flows off of him is insane. I don't know. I think if you look at where Tom Brady came from and look at how much success he's had and how much hard work he's put into it.
Hey, I think he's only got so much success because he talks about kissing his kids.
Because he legit makes out with his kids at practice. I mean, dude, those photos make me...
They make me cringe.
Yeah, they make me
and
like...
And then, have you seen the picture of him kissing Belichick?
No. He kissed Belichick.
He kissed Belichick.
Please tell me he slipped some tongue in. I don't even want to look it up right now. I'll look it up later. That's my quarterback. Don't talk bad about him. I don't even know. I'm still on the fence about that whole thing. Like, I don't know if I'm even going to like him this year.
Yeah.
Because I haven't liked him all his career. Because nobody has. If you're not a Patriots fan, you're like, fuck Tom Brady, right? He's always been like, you know, you're at the top. That's what you get. You get a whole bunch of people that don't like
they
you.
Don't like you.
So it's like.
That's what you get for fucking deflating balls.
Yeah, dude. Mine. Because every time I saw him, came.
That's the sound of Cameron ejaculating.
Yeah, that's the sound I make.
He's like, woo!
I'm about to come.
No. Oh, no, stop. Oh, no, stop.
Shit, right there. Yo, I think there's a turkey in there. No, that's just Cameron, man. That's just how he does it. Oh, that... Okay. I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about.
We're talking about
fucking Tom Brady kissing his kids, deflating his balls. Yeah, he's a cheater, but he's my cheater now.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, right? He's all mine.
Cheaters never prosper.
I don't know. There's two ways that he could turn out for the Buccaneers. He could be a Peyton Manning, or he can be a Brett Favre.
Hey, Brett Favre at one point was good.
Yeah, he was, and so was Tom Brady. But Brett Favre on the Vikings, not good.
Okay, I get what
you're saying. So Peyton Manning on the Colts, great. Took him to the Super Bowl, one of the best, right? Then he came to the Broncos.
Fucking
took him
goated.
Took him to the Super Bowl. Did it again.
Goated.
Right? It was awesome. Tom Brady, Brett Favre, Packers, took him to the Super Bowl. Great. Then went to Minnesota, like near the end of his career.
They did fairly not
good. I mean, yeah, they didn't do great. They didn't. not awesome.
They did fairly not good.
Yeah, I was going to be like, they did good. And I was like, oh, wait, no, they actually only had like a couple of wins.
Yeah.
So those are the two ways it could turn out. He leaves the Patriots, comes to Tampa Bay. He can give us a ring and then retire. I would be so fucking happy with that. Or he could.
Or he can make the Buccaneers look even worse than they
are. I don't think that's possible. I think we can only go up, and I'm excited for that. I just think that if he stays and doesn't give us a ring, he's just going to give us a couple of wasted years with good players. Gronk doesn't have that much in him. He's injured real bad.
Yeah.
I am excited to see Mike Evans and Tom Brady, though.
Yeah.
That's going to be fucking powerhouse.
So. Fuck, I totally forgot what I was going to say. Gronk. So Gronk.
Gronk.
Grown up,
the
dude,
man.
Gronk was one of my favorite tight ends.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Grown up. He wasn't in the league for that long, though, right?
No, I know, but like.
That's what I'm saying.
I knew him.
Garrett was asking about him. He's like, why did Gronk come back? I thought he was like done. I'm like, dude, he was only in the
league. He's only been in
for a couple of years. Yeah. He left because of his injuries. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he's actually a pretty young player if you look at it. I think. Maybe I'm crazy.
Well, I don't think it's been like not a lot of years, but I don't think it's been, you know.
I don't think it's been a crazy whole amount. Lot. Yeah. Although he does play a pretty tough position.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think he's just cool to watch. He's a fucking tank.
He's a tank. I'm excited.
Oh, shit.
I'm excited, man. We're going to fucking roll. Ugh, I love Mike Evans. He's my mans. All right, enough with football.
So OBJ gets shit on, though.
Yo, OBJ got shit on? We didn't even talk about it.
No, he didn't.
Okay, so who even released it? It was someone's...
I don't know anything about this.
It was just a girl that... Hold up. Let's be a little accurate with this information. A model reveals that Odell Beckham's sexual fetish, and it's absolutely disgusting. So we're just going to say a model revealed it. I know it is some probably someone else, like more of higher influence than just a model. I don't know.
Well, I mean, models could have high influence.
Whatever. It's a model.
Heidi Klum is a model.
Indeed. Indeed.
Do you know who Heidi Klum is?
Nope. Who's Heidi Klum?
She's a model.
Oh, dude. Whatever she says or does, she was one of the judges
on America's Got Talent.
Runway. I know who that is.
Yeah.
I know who it is.
Yeah.
Interesting. But anyways, he likes to get shit on. This model reveals this. And I mean, I don't know how accurate it is, but if it is accurate, I think that's pretty funny.
I think that's fucking hilarious.
Like, how do you even... How?
No, it reminds me of...
How do you like to get shit on?
In Dave.
Yeah.
When they bring out the milking table. Yeah,
the milking table.
Do you think it's... at the end, how he's like, fucking, you go first, I'm going to eat your ass.
I'm going to eat your ass, yeah.
And then his fucking... their roommate walks, or his friend opens the garage door, and they're just fucking sitting there.
I'm just gonna park out front.
Yeah.
And closes it. Why do you have a hole in your table? Ah, it's for milking. We're not very happy about it, are we? What do you think it is? Do you think it's a power thing? Do you think Odell's, like, ego is so big, he needs to be put in his place, and that's the only thing that turns him on is, like, someone literally shitting on him?
I have no idea.
Yeah. It's just a weird thing.
If it's true, it might just be that he likes shit.
And that's okay. If you like shit, that's all right. You're fucking gross, but it's okay. It's not.
Oh, yeah. It's not
no,
okay.
It's not okay. No. Please don't. Please do not.
Hey, if you like getting shit on,
go seek help today.
All to you, dude, but, like, why?
Why, dude? Why?
Why, dude? Why?
Dude, tell me why.
Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why. Odell Beckham likes to get shit on.
Now, tell me why. Tell me why, Cameron. Okay. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? I got multiple things we can talk about here. We can do shower thoughts. You want to move into that?
Do you have shower thoughts?
I have... two.
Okay.
I got two of them like I usually do. I think two is the average. At this point, we always do two.
We started with like seven.
Yeah. Well, I mean, actually, I think a lot of things can be considered shower thoughts, and then we just keep going. Whatever. Fucking ever. Who cares? Not me. Okay. First one, and this isn't an original idea. This has been actually talked about a whole lot, but I'm taking a nutrition class this year.
Okay.
And my professor brought this up, is that we never really have food in us. And if you think about your digestive system, right? Mm-hmm. You got a hole up here.
Yeah.
You got a hole down there.
Uh-huh.
They're connected.
Yeah.
Nothing stopping it in between, just a lot of tissue. You got a hole, basically. We're basically churros.
We're basically straws or churros.
Yeah.
I'm down to be a churro. Fuck yeah.
Anyways, so we're basically churros, and the idea is that food enters through one hole and then comes out the other.
That is how it
works,
yeah.
Never actually coming in contact with your body. And the idea behind it is like...
What do you mean with your body?
Here's the idea, the concept. A car going through a tunnel in a mountain, right? The food is the car, the tunnel is your digestive system, and the mountain is you. If you have a car going through a tunnel in a mountain, the car is never actually inside the mountain. The car is in that tunnel.
I mean, theoretically, that could be a good argument, but like you are literally with your food, it's in you.
But it's not. It's technically not. Like technically, you have a hole going through your body, and technically, that food just goes through that hole.
But it's not just like one continuous
hole. Like if you have a donut, right, and to take a pencil, and you go through the center of the donut. Uh-huh. That pencil is not in that donut.
Okay, but like
it's going through it. Like food is going through you. It's not going in you.
But yeah, but think about it this way.
Okay.
Big guy, cuz it's not one big hole. I mean, like it is, but it's not like it's not like I can peek in your mouth and see out your butthole.
I mean, if you try
and it drops.
Have you tried?
It goes into your stomach.
See through my butthole. What? If... That'd be pretty. That'd be pretty cool.
Kinda, yeah.
Whoa!
I'm like, yo, it's pitch black in here. Take your pants off.
Use me as a telescope, dude. Fucking put a piece of glass around my asshole and a piece of glass in my mouth.
Can you see it?
We're doing physical comedy, and no one's seeing us.
That'd be really hard to peek through your mouth. So you'd have to look through that telescope through the butthole. Oh. Unless I like held you up,
you get bad pink eye from that.
Oh yeah,
mad pink eye.
That's why you wear goggles.
Anyway, so the idea is that technically, mm-hmm. I understand that food is in you.
Right? Well, yeah, but I mean, like, it goes into your stomach, which like, it's not one just continuous hole. It goes from.
But
your
is
mouth.
Your stomach you?
Yeah.
If I cut myself open, I cut another person open, and I throw both of our stomachs on the table, are you gonna be able to be like, oh, that's Cameron's stomach? No, because that stomach's not me.
If I cut your dick off?
Yeah. Okay, no, this is different. That's an exterior thing. Interior. Interior. Crocodile alligator. I drive a Chevrolet movie theater. Right? So yeah. So that's my stomach isn't me. That's my, I mean, it's my stomach, but it's not me.
But that doesn't make sense. Because it's your stomach. I could
time out. No, don't ruin the theory for me. I thought this was a great idea. Fuck you. Fuck you.
My rib off and throw it on the table, mix them up, and you can be like, yo, that's Isaac's rib.
Exactly.
Actually, you probably could because my ribs are probably bigger than yours.
Fuck you. Yeah, probably. But that was the idea.
No, but if I cut
it's a
your,
common it's a
if
common
if I cut your dick off.
Yeah, cut my
no,
dick
no,
off.
No, 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 no. How about this? How about this? If I slice open your ball sack and I take one of your nuts out.
Uh-oh.
And I did the same with like Garrett. Uh-huh. You can't tell whose was whose. Except Garrett's nuts would be a lot bigger.
Fuck you.
No, Garrett's got some massive nuts.
Have you seen him?
No, I just am saying he's got some balls, man.
Oh, I mean, I've hit him enough that they're probably swollen to this.
No,
point.
No, but I mean like, because you hit him and shit like that and he still comes back.
That's right? True.
Garrett's got some.
Why does he
balls.
Keep coming back? I hit him in the nuts a lot.
Not even that, man. You're kind of an asshole.
Shut the fuck up. I'm a great guy. My mom tells me.
My mom tells me I'm a good person.
Yeah. Don't ruin this theory for me.
Don't. Okay.
I thought it was a good theory.
yeah. Hey. There's never really food in you guys. Yes, there fucking is. Okay. If you say there's not, that's awkward.
It's like a good philosophical question.
No, wait.
Think
about this though.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
With that logic,
mm-hmm.
And this is not the same at all, mm-hmm. but like that's just what that made me think of. So, like, if you put like a tennis ball,
okay,
in a plastic bag, and then you put that plastic bag in like your backpack,
that tennis ball. Never I hate you. I hate you.
It's not, like, the same because it's not a continuous hole, but, like...
Yeah. I mean, it's... Technically, yeah. If, you if you're going into, like, the technical aspects of it, no.
No, it
that,
would...
That tennis that ball would... is not in that bag. It's in that grocery bag.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what food is. It's not in you. It's...
Food is a tennis ball in a King Soopers bag.
I mean,
folks.
I guess you could.
And you are the suitcase.
It's a pretty dumb argument.
No, it's kind of funny.
No, because I mean, you could say it about anything. You'd be like, "My blood's not in me. It's in my blood vessels. It's in my veins. It's not actually in me." It's a pretty dumb argument.
Yeah.
I kind of go back on it. Anyways, next on to the next. On to the next.
That sucks, doesn't it?
If an orphan takes a selfie, it's kind of like them taking
oh
a
oh my god!
Like, it's just them by themselves, you know? Like if they if they just draw a photo, like, you know how little kids are like, "Look, mommy, I drew a photo of us." It's like stick figure family. They just draw one stick figure, put that shit on the fridge. You're like, "This is me."
That's fucked. That is so fucked.
A little bit.
How did you think of that one?
I don't know. Man, this is my brain.
Yeah, I just work it.
Yeah, my brain's just fucked sometimes. It's like, dude, how fucking funny would it be if an orphan took a photo by himself? And that's the family photo. Happy Easter! He makes cards and sends them to nobody, because who's he going to send them to?
I mean, you can have friends.
Yeah, that's true.
No, you know what?
Orphans don't have friends.
I don't have friends.
Dude, if you...
I got family.
Yo, friends are just family that you choose.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. That's that white mom shit.
And I have, like, the fucking... The posters. Like, those little wooden signs.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
In this house...
No, also, with those... What the fuck? Why are they all just labeled?
What do you mean?
Put your shoes here. This is our home. Oh my god, this says kitchen. I wonder what that is. Oh, this one says laundry room?
It says kitchen. This is where love is made. It's like, no, this is where my quesadillas are made. Get the fuck out.
I had a quesadilla the other night.
Did you?
I did. It was pretty great.
Here at your house?
My house.
Okay. Quesadillas are my food of choice.
Yeah?
I mean... It's really just the easiest thing to make.
Yeah. You know what else is easy to make?
Hmm.
Me mad.
Why are you mad?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
I was going to say mac and cheese, and then I just kind of...
Me mad. You know what else is easy to make? Me mad. Isaac's mad.
Mad mode activated.
No, it's the easiest thing to make, but it is affecting my shit.
Oh.
I eat a lot of cheese now, dude. I've eaten so
constipation or not constipation?
Constipation, for sure.
Okay.
And I think it's because, like, we talked about this last time.
Yeah.
Like, the little, like, deer shits that I take, like little pebbles. Little pebbles I have to shit out every hour on the hour.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, because it's just so, like, it's in there, but I can't get them out, you know? So, and I think it's because I eat so many quesadillas. I've been eating a lot of cheese. Quesadillas, grilled cheese, anything that has, you know, if it doesn't have cheese in it, I will put cheese on top. It's like, oh.
You know, this Pop-Tart's really, need some cheese on that, bitch.
Basically. No, I was having... pasta the other day. I mean, you do put cheese on pasta, but not the cheese that I have. So I had some macaroni and marinara sauce.
I would fucking put...
But you usually put, like, Parmesan cheese on there,
right? I'd put other cheese on it, too.
I have a four-cheese blend with, like, cheddar and, like, Swiss. Like, I don't think you put that. I don't think you put that on pasta.
I think you... I have before. I don't think it tastes bad.
It doesn't.
It'd just be four-cheese mac and cheese marinara.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I won't lie. I don't know.
Is it worth it, though?
Is what worth it? Cheese on pasta?
Yeah. Oh, you're eating. Oh, my constipation?
Oh, dude, absolutely. Absolutely. I will take this constipation. Dude, I'll eat cheese for the rest of my life. I don't care if I be... Like, a lot of people become lactose intolerant. My goal is to not. I'm just going to eat so much dairy.
Your goal is to not?
Become lactose intolerant. Yeah, are you saying?
That's my goal, too. Wake up in the morning, I stare myself in the mirror and go,
You will not be lactose intolerant
today.
Yeah.
And then it's this. I say the same thing every day.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the mirror, you know, a little pep talk to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like, you, go chase your dreams. I'm like, yo, you're going to eat a fuck ton of dairy today,
yo,
bitch.
Yo, at least a tall glass of milk today, boy.
I ran out of milk.
Did you?
I'm upset about it.
I've been stealing my roommate's milk. Don't tell them. I haven't been stealing. Oh, shit. Guys, don't tell them. Whatever you do, don't tell my roommates.
Hey, Cameron's not drinking the milk, okay?
It's not me. It just goes down the drain. No, I don't know. I don't steal that much. It'll just be for, like, cooking and stuff. Or if I make some coffee, since I ran out of cream, I'll just put a dash of milk.
We did do that today.
Sorry, guys. I will buy milk. It's just right now...
He doesn't have a job.
I know. Whoa. We're back from the ad. Breaking news.
Upcoming news.
We're talking about OBJ because that's what happened this morning. We just like took a break for that ad, and now we're back. And we looked.
We are back now.
Looked at OBJ's Instagram, and he's fully accepting.
He has taken.
He's not saying
responsibility for that shit.
Yeah, he's not saying that it's fake. He is accepting that he likes to get shit on. Which honestly, baller move.
Props to him. Yeah,
respectable. He said, "Can't knock me off my pivot, no matter what shit's thrown at me." And then someone said, "Asterix, on you." And he said, "You know me too well. Shit's crazy."
This is on his Instagram, by the way.
This man.
He's taking it.
He's taking it.
He's fucking taking it.
You know what? Respect. Respect. If you have something that is secret and that you're kind of insecure about and haven't told the world, and the world gets told, own it, man. Own your shit. Literally
own your shit.
Respect to
I
him.
Liked it.
100%.
I like the Instagram post.
You know what? I said some mean things about OBJ being a dude, but he's an all right man in my books. In my eyes, he's earned my respect.
In my eyes, he's still a shitty person. No, I actually really do like OBJ though, and this just, you know, seals the deal for me, because you can't knock him off his
seals
pivot.
The deal. Oh boy, we talk a lot about shit.
Mm-hmm.
The past few episodes have been a lot about poop. I want to talk
we
about
had
something.
Poopy Bing Bong.
Poopy, yeah, that was Poopy Bing Bong. I would like to announce officially, we have crowned a king.
Oh,
this is brought to you by Andy.
Brought to you by the Andy Rue.
The Andy Rue. He gave a thought for us the other day. not a crazy thought, but simping has been a big topic on this podcast.
Yeah, very big.
There's a lot of big simps out there. A lot of
you're one of them.
Not a. A lot of rules to being a simp. It mostly has to do with things that we disagree with.
Yeah. Really, it basically does.
But I think if you take the
Wait
word
a minute,
simp.
Hold
yeah,
on.
What's up?
Are you saying you disagree with talking to girls?
Yeah, obviously. You shouldn't do it. Don't talk to girls.
You have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I think we know who the ultimate simp is here.
I do believe you also talk to girls, my friend.
Yeah, but I don't have a fucking girlfriend. I don't kiss them.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't kiss her, man.
She leans
you,
in.
Ew, no.
Ew, that's gay. You like guys.
Yeah, you like dudes. That's gay, bro. I would never.
Okay, anyway.
The ultimate simp. We've crowned him.
And if you know Andy, you know why this makes sense.
Forrest Gump. Good old Forrest. He's our crowned simp lord. Simp king. The man we all aspire to be. Because this man legit spent his entire life simping over one girl who didn't give a shit about him. Fuck you, Jenny. Fuck you. But,
fucking asshole.
Yeah, seriously, bitch. I know you had some mental issues or whatever. I don't care. You're still a bitch in my eyes. No, Forrest Gump is the ultimate simp. And that's that.
But hey, he's not a simp.
I don't think there's anyone that can rival his simpness.
He's not a simp in a bad way, though.
No, it's kind of a cute way. Cute simp.
No, like he is.
I bet, although he is king simp, he has never eaten a boneless chicken wing in his life.
Oh, exactly.
He is a man.
He doesn't. Probably doesn't drink fucking warm milk either. Forrest Gump? I've never seen it.
He seems like the type of dude to, like...
I don't think he would.
...be laying down in bed before he... Like, after he cut the lawn.
Nope, I don't think so.
To just sit down with a warm glass of milk.
Nope.
He seems like that kind of dude.
Nope,
that's the doesn't. Kind of vibe he's giving me.
I don't know who you've been watching then.
I'm sorry.
Because the Forrest Gump, I know.
Yeah.
Would have run across the country.
For a girl?
No, just run across the country.
Yeah, he did it multiple times.
He literally did run
the
whole country. And then when he got home, you know what I think he did?
Huh.
I think he probably he got some chewy cookies with his
with his freshly cold glass of milk.
No, fucking dip those cookies in there, you know.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you make assumptions about Forrest Gump, the ultimate simp?
He definitely talked to girls and he definitely kissed them.
Yeah, well, he doesn't fucking eat boneless wings or drink warm milk. Mm. Okay? Forrest Gump's a good simp in my eyes.
He's okay.
He's an ideal man to look up to.
He is the king simp. If you are going to simp, just go all out and be like Forrest, I guess. That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah, basically, hey, you're wrong for simping.
But you're not wrong,
but you're
for
not
being
wrong
Forrest.
For doing the best you can.
All right, next topic.
Yeah.
Flight Simulator. You heard of it?
I have.
I could get it right now.
Have I seen gameplay of it? No.
Really? So do you know what it is?
I believe it's a flight simulator.
It is the most accurate flight simulator in the entire world right now. So
really?
Yeah. So the reason why is because you can fly from one place to another, and it will actually, I think, take that amount of time, like in real world. Second, the photos that you're seeing as you're flying over places are live, like photos taken from satellites. So like yesterday, you know how super smoky? If you were to take a plane in that game and fly over Fort Collins or Greeley or Colorado in general, you would actually see the smoke.
That's why, to be honest, that doesn't sound very fun if it takes the actual time.
I think it's cool. You can fly any plane.
I know, but I don't.
But it's like so fucking realistic.
Well, yeah, but like I don't think I'd want to sit there and.
I don't know if it takes the actual amount of time.
I don't think I'd want to sit there for.
For like 2 hours.
8 hours and drive.
Oh, let me fly to Florida. It takes 3 hours. 3 hours long in real time when you could actually be flying to Florida.
What if?
What?
What? Oh my god.
Say it.
Oh my god.
Say
oh
it.
Oh my god. What if?
Say it.
And don't quote me on this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll put it on your tombstone.
It's the same time, let's say that. Let's say it's the actual time that it takes to get there. What if you could like be some oh shit. Mm-hmm. What if you could be one of the guys who's playing with the simulator? And you wouldn't even know it, but you're actually flying a goddamn airplane.
Jesus Christ. Some ender game shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would fuck me up. No,
imagine
you
crashed the fucking plane.
Yeah, because that's what I would do. I would just be like, oh, let me fly to Utah. And halfway through, I'd be like, boring. And then I would just fucking nosedive. It's what I would do.
There's people in the plane. They're like, oh, this is a great
this
view of
is,
Utah.
Exactly.
Slam into the floor.
Exactly. That's the thing that Simulator doesn't let you do, though. It doesn't let you, like... Well, it does let you crash, but it doesn't let you, like, see it, because I think that's...
Do you think that's true?
There's some problems with it.
You think that that's... They don't want you to see all the dead bodies?
No, I don't think... I don't think they want people to recreate some things that have gone down in history.
Oh, my God.
So as soon as, like, you hit something, the screen just goes black.
Damn.
Yeah. But anyways, I think it's super cool.
I've never seen gameplay of it. I've seen like
super innovative.
Like Jacksepticeye does a bunch of he's done a couple videos that I've seen. I think Markiplier's done some too. I think PewDiePie's done some too.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of them.
I don't know. It's interesting content. Very interesting game. I think it's crazy to see where the video game industry is going. With stuff like this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this has obviously never been done before.
Well, this could,
like, live
possibly become how we fly airplanes.
Maybe. I mean, yeah. Oh, dude, like, drone-controlled airplanes? I don't think so. I mean, yeah, okay.
Dude, haven't you ever seen Black Panther, Wakanda Forever? When he's sitting in that little fake airplane? Like the jet when he's trying.
I saw it when it came out in theaters,
dude. That
I need to
came out like how long ago?
A while ago.
No, it came out like 2 years ago. I think it actually came out in like 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018. Haha, told you.
Okay, well, it seems like I saw it in theaters. That was the only time I saw it. I haven't rewatched it since then, so it's been a while. Okay, I don't remember.
Everything. Well, there's the part where the The vibranium is leaving. And
also, pretty bad name for a thing.
Vibranium?
It sounds a lot like vibrator.
Yeah, I think that's what they were going for. You know Black Panther's just about sex, right?
Yeah. They're like, they just made it too easy for porn companies to make a porn parody out of it. Quick, you need to use your vibranium.
Quick, use your vibrator
to distract the black.
It's like your suit's made of vibrator. And when you get hit, it just absorbs the energy. It's like a giant fucking fleshlight.
Yeah. Dude, they made it too easy for them.
I mean, I feel like that's how a lot of movies are.
What, make it too easy for porn parodies? I think that should definitely be, that should be a department in filmmaking.
To make pornos out of them?
No, to make sure they can't.
But that defeats the whole purpose.
Well, I mean, you know, the porn's got to work hard too, you know? It can't just be like, oh, let's just do this and then let's just film people having sex.
The whole point of a parody, dude, is to make something that wasn't intentionally supposed to be that.
Yeah, I know.
So and it just is sex.
But they're making it too easy.
Dude, they could make a porno off of Bing Bong Boys.
They could. Big Boys.
No, it could be Bing Bong Boys.
I could just
Ding Dong Boys.
Ding Dong. Ding Dong Boys.
This is a fucking video of us sitting down eating those
Ding Dongs.
Host, yeah.
Hostesses? We know what we're talking about. We're not idiots.
No.
We're not idiots here with a microphone.
Yeah, what? who gave us this
power? We're fucking smart.
I'm smart as shit.
I'm really smart. That's why I decided to put myself on the internet forever. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
What were the fuck? Flight Simulator. Yeah, it's all right. I could download it. I feel like I haven't seen how big the game is. It would take probably 2 days to download.
A fat download.
And yeah, it would ruin our Wi-Fi for those 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
If you do that, just remind me not to come up here.
Okay. Yo. Did you see this in the news? People who lit a forest on fire with a gender reveal. And they're supposed to...
I did not, but that kind of pisses me off.
It pisses me off, too. Dude, that's fucked. They're apparently suspected to... They have to pay the whole cost of what it took to put it out.
Good.
So like they had planes like dumping water and shit.
Good.
They have been like charged that they have to they gotta pay for what it cost to put it out. What a beautiful man. Garrett just Snapchatted.
Garrett just woke up. His alarm didn't go off. He missed his fucking class.
Of course he did. He always does. Dumbass. He but yeah, that it. Dude, gender reveals are kind of ridiculous. I don't really like it.
See, okay, so there's I don't know if I've showed you this one, but there's this one where this guy, he made it to where the smoke emitting from his car when he like
burned rubber.
Yeah, when he did a burnout.
Yeah. I know cars.
But he made it to where the smoke would be the gender reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking tail end of the car caught on fire.
Buddy.
In the backyard of their fucking house.
Actually, you know, that's the only good things that have come out of these gender reveal videos are the fails.
I think it's.
I love too. Watching the fails.
Yeah, I like the fucking. Did you see the baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I was just about to bring up. When he tosses and he misses. It just lands behind him.
Fucking.
That shit's so funny. And then he yells at him. He's like, why did you throw it like that?
I think there's another baseball one where, like, I think the wife got hit in the face or some shit.
Oh, he like hits it. Oh, dude, just don't do anything with a baseball bat, basically. Have you seen that one photo where it's like gender reveal and they paint the baby, her belly, as a baseball and the dad's there with the bat?
Yeah.
And someone comments underneath, they're like, I don't think that's appropriate. As if he's going to whack her in the stomach. Shit.
Ah, fuck.
Gender reveals are stupid.
I think they're kind of funny. I think it's cool.
I would never do one.
I probably
never gonna have a kid.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna do a gender reveal? Do you want to know? Like, let's say hypothetically, you know, you have a significant other. They get pregnant.
Yeah. This is hypothetically, guys, because that's never gonna happen.
You just said you're gonna have a kid.
I'm gonna fucking adopt one, bitch.
Okay.
No, I want a kid.
Okay. Anyways. Let's say.
I'm so lonely.
Your significant other gets pregnant. Do you want to know the gender before it's born?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, sex. Oh no, gender, sex.
Neither one works.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know if my kid's gonna have sex before it's born. Jesus Fuck yeah, Christ! I want that baby to be
That's fucking horrible. Yeah, that baby's gonna be cool as shit. No, we're not talking about that, man. We're not talking about that. That's so fucked up.
How?
Because it's a child.
So?
I don't want to talk about that.
They're like, yo. So it looks like your child's gonna be having a lot of sex. And then that makes you, as the parent, have to work so much harder to make sure he's having the right sex, or she, with the right person.
As long as it's safe, it's
the right amount of times.
No.
Like, if my kid's a little fuckboy.
We're not going to talk about it. We're done. We're done. Stop talking. Stop talking right now.
No, I don't know if I'd want to know.
I don't think I would.
I think it would kind of be something that I'd have to talk about with my significant other.
I don't really care about it.
But yeah, no, I don't know if I'd want to know.
I wouldn't either. Also, I think, so you know how, like, before the baby's born, it's just like, get him pink or blue clothes? I would just buy a baby gray clothes. I think that's a pretty cool aesthetic.
I would just do white.
White?
White and gray.
But they're so dirty. Gray and black.
I'm not going to fucking have my baby be crawling all over the floor.
Ooh, it's getting heat in here.
Yeah, it kind of smells like a,
straightener. An iron? Or yeah. A straightener. Yeah, you're right. I didn't know what you meant by straightener. Sorry.
Yeah. But no, I don't really care about the gender.
Okay.
I want to have one of each.
Okay.
If I have two of one, then I'm having three kids. Okay. I just keep going
until I
have both.
On like equal on both sides.
It's like fucking... from Hotel Transylvania. I have like 20 boys and one girl.
So this whole COVID thing has taught me one thing. Nah, it's not just taught me one thing.
It's taught you one thing. What's that one thing that it's taught you?
Okay. It's taught me a lot of things.
No, what's the one thing it's
taught you? Jesus Christ, it taught me a lot of things. But out of everything, it's taught me that, like, if we're ever in like a the world's gonna end scenario. Like, let's say an asteroid is...
We'd be fucked.
Getting hurled towards Earth. Yeah. Hurtled towards. If an asteroid is coming towards Earth...
If an asteroid is being hurlbert towards Earth...
Garrett! If an asteroid's coming towards us, and scientists are like, yo, we all finna die right now.
Unless you stay inside.
Or, like, they're all like, hey, yo, this is gonna happen. That immediately there'd just be a group of people going, nah... Nah, it's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. They're like, here are...
Because we don't listen to scientists.
So here's the proof, just like what's going on now.
Yeah.
Here's the proof that this is a problem and it's imminent.
And people will be like, nah, that's photoshopped. It's not real. Nah. And that just pisses me off.
I think that's kind of funny, too.
Ah.
That definitely does piss me off.
Yeah, that's like the one thing that this thing's taught me is like, if we ever game to like, obviously this COVID thing isn't going to end the world. Hopefully not. I think we're going to bounce back from it. It's fine.
It will be different.
Maybe not the U.S. We might be fucked forever.
Oh, probably.
The one thing is that there's always going to be a group of people who will deny what's happening. Mm-hmm. And that's so frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's not helping to any problem.
No, it's absolutely not.
It's the opposite of helping. It's making the problem worse.
It's making it a lot worse.
It's like if I'm like, hey, yo, my leg's cut open and I'm bleeding out. Can you, like, fucking help me? And
your leg's not bleeding.
Yeah.
Nah.
Fake. Show me the proof. That's probably fake blood, right?
They go, oh, wow. They touch you. You go, ow, shit.
They're like,
nah, I didn't see it happen. It's not true.
It's probably made up to get the president out of the office.
You cut your leg on purpose, didn't you, so that the president would get out?
This is probably made up, so you made the president look bad. No, dumbass!
How the fuck does that correlate?
How would... Anyways. There's our little rant.
No, but yeah, fucking fuck that.
Fuck that. Do you believe in parallel universes?
I do.
I think it's a pretty interesting concept.
I do, though.
You do.
You think it's real? Not like fucking.
Do you think that's where deja vu comes from? Because I think you could link the two.
I don't. I wouldn't necessarily say like exactly because like when I get like deja vu, like it's shit that I've like had a dream about like 2 months in advance.
Okay.
And then it happens, to me later on. But and I'm like, oh, that's weird.
What if that dream is just like glimpses of a parallel universe where they are 2 weeks ahead?
I don't. But like, see, so the way that I think about parallel universes is just like it's the same time.
Mm-hmm. But it's just different things happen.
It's just a different version of what.
Yeah. Like in a parallel universe, I didn't do that.
Like in a parallel.
But everything else. But
Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do it. No. Parallel universes. It's weird to think about. I don't even know where I want to go with this. I just wanted to get your opinion.
No, I don't know where I would go with it either. I think that it's I think it's the same thing as like life on other planets.
Like you think it that strongly of it?
No. I mean, like, I think of it in the same way. Like, there's no way that
it doesn't.
In how big?
Really?
Wait, what do you mean?
I wouldn't go that far.
What do you mean?
Like aliens, for sure, a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Parallel universe.
But like, see, in,
for sure, I don't know.
I don't know if it's like for sure, but like, I'm saying like I think of it in the same sense. If like there's no way that it would just be, you know.
You don't think we just had this idea and it's just not true?
Yeah.
Nah, I disagree with
that. I don't think it's like there's no way we had this idea and it's not true. Like I said, I don't know how to explain this because I've never like deeply talked about this.
Yo, we need to talk to a
scientist.
Yeah.
Andrew!
Does anyone know anything about black holes?
Do you think black holes would be a link to that?
Maybe. It could be. Wormholes. Maybe.
See, exactly. That's what I'm saying, though.
You'll never know.
It's always a maybe.
That's the thing is, if they were, we'd never know. Because let's say you do go through one, and you just went to a parallel universe where one person wasn't born that you didn't know. But that's still considered a parallel universe. Everything's the exact same except one person just doesn't exist. Someone just not important.
See, but that one person could.
And that's considered a parallel universe. Like, that's the infinite universe thing. So you would, like, let's say you do it. You would just come back and be like, oh, that black hole did nothing. Because you just wouldn't know. Right?
Let's talk about something else because I'm starting to get panicky.
Yeah.
Are you the same one that I knew last week?
Maybe.
You go, no.
Nah, definitely different dude.
My whole world starts falling apart.
Right now.
I go crazy. I'm like, where am I? My mom's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You've been acting so weird ever since you came out of that black hole and appeared randomly before my eyes. I don't even know you. And I'm like, what, mom?
This is a weird idea of like what's, because like time doesn't exist in a black hole, right? Like that's the whole thing behind it, that time ceases to exist or something. I don't know, man. What are you talking about that?
What?
Just notes I have in our podcast notes. I don't know why, but something that makes me very uncomfortable is when you turn off your shower at the end and a little bit of piss hits the back of your head. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Did your shower not piss on you at the end? I think, okay, you're taking a shower, soaping up, getting nice and clean.
Yep.
And you just turn off both the knobs at the same time, the hot and the cold. I have knobs. You have the lever. Turning thing? Okay. Yeah. Let's say you just turn it all the way off. Your shower is going to go for a little bit and it's just going to start to trickle down. That piss is what I feel like. I'm pretty sure that's what it feels like to get pissed on. No? Maybe the end of your shower is different from my plumbing. My plumbing sucks, and it, like, it comes out in, like, kind of a...
like a stream.
A stream.
That's how mine is, too, but, like, I don't...
So, like, I'm leaned over like this. Like, I'm, like, at the edge of the shower, and I turn them off, and it just pisses on my head.
See, I just turn the knob. I don't really have to get that close to it because I have.
Well, you got longer arms. Yeah, shut the fuck you.
No, but
I gotta use both arms because they're two knobs.
I think
it's the closest I'll ever come to getting pissed on.
My knob isn't like all the way at the bottom.
Your knob, mate.
My knob, mate. Right, so I just
start wanking me knob.
I just turn it, right?
Yeah. Turn your knob.
I turn my knob off. Turn it off.
Turn off me knob.
Turn me knob off.
Yeah. Anyways.
No, but when I just kind of turn the handle, but I don't like lean down to do it.
Okay, well, sorry, I'm too tall, man.
Nope.
Sorry, I'm really tall.
Because my knob's like in.
For those who are listening, I'm like almost 6 foot.
Cameron's literally. I'm almost 6 foot.
No, right? Fuck you. I'm almost 6 foot.
I'm not even almost 6 foot.
They don't know. They don't. Hey, listen. They don't even know who's talking right now. This could be Isaac.
Nope.
Hi, my name's Isaac, and you can't tell the difference between our voices.
Is that true? Yo, is that a true statement right there?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. We have pretty similar voices.
We do.
It's kind of a problem. Dude, holy shit. We should try and do an episode where it's just where one person. No. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Or where it's just one person
doing both
voices and see how long we could go before someone's like, yo, wait, was the first 7 minutes just one guy?
It's just you.
I was gonna say, like, you're not available 1 week. I'll just do the entire thing by myself.
No, I mean, like you do both, and then I come in like 10 minutes later.
Yeah,
I'm like, yo, Cameron, you already start without me.
Yeah, people just be so confused.
They're like, yo, wait a minute, what?
Wait a minute. Wait a second.
Okay. Damn.
I'm gonna make a pretty bold statement right now.
Okay.
And I just had an idea.
Okay.
What do you think? I'm gonna ask you first, and then I'm going to tell you mine. Because you might not have a good idea of what I'm asking. What is the craziest thing you think you could do with no training that other people would have trouble doing?
What do you mean?
So, for me, personally, my first idea that came to my head, a plane. I've never flown one. Never landed one.
You think
one.
You could?
I think I couldn't just land a plane. I think I could probably land one on an aircraft carrier. No training. Get me in a plane right now, I could probably land it on an aircraft.
Why?
I think it's simple. I think it's fucking...
You think it's simple to fly a plane? I think it's simple.
Okay, here's why. You gotta line it up, you gotta slow down, and you just gotta put your wheels on the ground, and an aircraft carrier catches you.
Being able to control that?
Yeah.
You think you could do that?
I think I could do it on the first try.
That is very bold.
I think I could do it on the first try.
I think it's easier to get your license, and some people can't even do that.
You think it's easier to get your pilot's license?
No, your driving license than it is to get your pilot's license to fly and land a plane.
Yeah, it is. Definitely. There's some shit drivers who got their license.
And some
right?
people can't get their license.
In this scenario, I would not have my license. In this scenario, this is the first time I've ever flown a plane.
But you would need your license to fly a plane.
How do people without a license fly a plane?
They don't.
You do. You fly a plane to get your license. You drive a car to get your license. Like, you didn't get your license.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're exactly. talking about, like, your flyer's permit.
Yeah.
I don't think you fly a plane before you get your license.
I think you do.
I don't think you do.
Pretty positive you do.
I don't think you do.
I think it's impossible to get your license without having done something.
Well, yeah, but like
you don't take a test and know how to fly.
No, you won't actually fly a plane. You'll be in like a simulator, I think.
No, that's absurd. How do you think people getting their pilot's license happened recently?
No.
Then how do you get it without the simulator? We haven't had simulators for like
right.
50
Good point.
Years.
I think that maybe. How they...
I
don't think that you could do it without. I don't think you could do it first try. Easy peasy.
I think I could.
I don't.
I think I could.
How come?
I've seen a video of it.
Oh. Oh. Oh, wow.
Listen. I think as long as I was behind the aircraft carrier, right? Mm-hmm. Aircraft carrier is going that way.
Yep.
I'm sitting there flying, right? I line it up. I hit the brakes. Maybe nose up a little bit.
You don't hit the brakes.
Yeah, there's brakes on a plane.
There's not a brake pedal that you hit.
On a plane, yes, there's not a brake pedal, but yeah. there are ways to slow down a plane.
Really?
That's really? What I'm saying. Listen, I pull up on the aircraft carrier. Uh-huh. I slow the plane down.
Well, you got to drop the landing gear and make sure you don't fuck up the landing gear.
Yes, there was multiple. What I'm saying, though, is I could do it.
Slowly decelerate.
What I'm saying is I could do it.
I don't think you could.
I think I could.
I really don't think you could.
Is there anything you think that you could do without training?
No.
Really? There's nothing?
This whole time I've been too busy talking about how you can't.
I could absolutely do it.
Well, in that case, I think I could fly a spaceship.
Okay.
And I could land on the moon.
Well, I don't think
first
do
try
that.
No trouble.
No, that's impossible.
No, first try no trouble.
You'd have to know how to operate it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, but the thing is, like, if you gave, okay, I guess no training is a little crazy.
Yep, exactly.
If I could watch a couple of videos,
I still don't think so.
On like what buttons do what, or if a professional was like, hey, that's the brake. Here's how you control it. Here's the button to put the landing gears down.
I still don't think you could.
I think I could do it. I have enough
confidence. So it's a lot different for me, at least. This is the way I think about it. It's a lot different to watch a video and be like, I know what to do, and then actually being in that experience. You're flying a goddamn plane.
Yeah, man. A plane. I'm flying.
Yeah, man. I'm doing it.
I'm a bird.
I'm a bird.
Squaw! I'm a bird.
Yo, dude. On all levels except physical.
I am a bird.
I'm a bird.
All right. You want to end it here?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think
you guys have a lot to think about. Please.
Let me know if you think
no,
I can
please
land
tell me,
on an aircraft.
Please carry. Tell me Cameron cannot.
I can definitely.
Please tell me he can't.
Easily. All right.
No.
Thank you very much for tuning in this week. Go follow the Instagram. Bing_bong_boys. Go follow the YouTube. Boys. Subscribe. Just bing bong.
We have, I think, one fucking video.
We have one video. We're thinking about ideas for more.
We're not going to tell you what we're going to do with that YouTube. You know, I'm pretty sure we did last week.
Maybe.
Hey.
We got a lot of ideas in the works. Hopefully coming to you guys soon. Bing
bong.